Attention, BNI Heartland podcast listener. Thanks to your support, our podcast is growing. We've moved the podcast to allow for more growth and more features. If you're hearing this, your subscription or link is from our old feed. Follow us into the future. Search your provider for the BNI Heartland podcast or go to podcast.bniheartland.com to link to our new location. And as always, you can email us at podcast.bniheartland.com. Now, on with the podcast. This is the BNI Heartland podcast, featuring tips and ideas to grow your business through referrals and networking, and supporting and educating BNI members in Nebraska, South Dakota, Wyoming, Western Iowa, and around the world.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Education Director for BNI Heartland. And with me today, I have local Omaha area director, social media specialist, Ray Hughes. Ray, how you doing today?
I am looking forward to spring.
Spring has sprung, except for the random cold days we get, right?
It's like it's half sprung right now, Brandon, and I'm ready for the full-on spring experience.
Well, speaking of spring experience, my transitions have been horrible lately. Today, we are going to talk about a topic that I've had on the list for a while, and we just didn't really know the right way to say it. So we're just going to come out and say it. We're just going to talk about this. But what we're going to talk about are professional substitutes. And these are the substitutes that are at your meeting consistently every week, would you say?
Or probably there as often or more often than some members.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. And even to the point that they might walk in and just say, hey, who am I substituting for today? And you pick somebody that you know is not going to be there and you have them represent. Now, when I talk to members or leadership teams about this challenge, because it's a guideline, the substitute, you can enforce different concepts on it. And we have chapters that have different rules and regulations that they've put in place with the substitute. But ultimately, the guideline says that if you cannot make the meeting, if you have a substitute to represent your business, it will not count as an absence against you. Great. But we're going to talk a little bit of the value of having a substitute in your favor versus maybe using one of these professional substitutes that are there all the time anyways. Now, with that said, yes, life happens, right, Ray? We have emergencies from time to time.
Some of us have them more often than others, but yes, there's always something that can come up at the 11th hour. You know, somebody gets sick, somebody gets hurt, or something really great has happened. You have this wonderful opportunity to do something and you didn't see it coming, but here you go. It's the day before, the night before your meeting, and you need to have somebody for the next morning. It can be challenging to find a substitute. So yeah, you can turn to these professional subs sometimes and they'll fulfill that function for you just fine. But I think there's a bigger value in having a ready and prepared sub whenever that's possible.
And remember, those are extreme case scenarios, if that's the case, if you're using these substitutes all the time. So there are two different types of professional substitutes, and I have seen the ones that are 100% representing the members, and then I've seen the ones that are kind of more focused on their business. So in my original chapter, we had he was a member, and then his company did not support his renewal, so he did not renew for the next year. But he kept coming as a substitute, and this was, 8 years ago now. But it was funny because he would stand up and he would represent the member he was substituting for exactly like a substitute should. And I remember one morning the president said, well, would you like to talk about your business, though? Just kind of give him the, not skipping a beat. He goes, nope. Just crosses his arms.
Wow.
Nope. And that was the point. We knew his business because he was a member for a year, but he knew that his role as a substitute was 100% to represent the member that he was substituting for. So I feel, yes, he broke the rule of like being there all the time, but I really felt he was doing it correctly because he did not talk about his business whatsoever. He truly represented the member. Now, the other side to this, though, are, and I think this is what we see more commonly, is a substitute will come and say, hey, today I'm subbing for Brandon, and he's looking to meet Jimbo Bob, but my business is so and so and so, and then they talk about their business. And to me, that's a too well-educated substitute, because they are very aware that they can take that time. They're going to get to stand up. They've got, in essence, a minute on average. I'm going to slide in what I need to, but then I'm going to talk about my business, which ironically is counterproductive in BNI, because in the relationship building process, you're not building a positive relationship. You're abusing the system.
Right. I mean, how am I going to feel? I'm not going to be drawn to trust them if I see them taking advantage of a position like that that's been handed to them. I kind of feel bad when I see it happen in chapters, because you see chapter presidents, sometimes just their face goes blank and they're just, they're like, how can you do this? They don't want to be the jerk that stands up and cuts somebody off.
Right.
And I don't blame them. I mean, you kind of have to let that go. But at the same time, it's sort of like undermining the whole process and the idea and the benefit of having a substitute there.
Well, and people do what they see, not what they hear. So if a substitute that is, you know, never been to a BNI meeting sees that, once again, it's counterproductive. They might start doing that. They might think that that's what a substitute's supposed to do, and I didn't come prepared to talk about my business. And that's not the point. That's not the point of what a substitute should do. So we wanted to... I've been listening to our podcast a lot, Ray, and we do a lot of lists. Did you know that?
Yeah, I'm a list guy.
I like lists. I think you and I, well, we have fun with our lists. Okay, so here's kind of the pros and cons that we came up with on having that professional substitute. So the first one... And if you've never thought of this, this might be a mind blower for you. They probably will never join the chapter if they're able to sub every week, right?
Especially if they're subbing every week and talking about their business every week.
Yep.
There would really be no benefit for them joining the chapter. I hate to use the phrase, but I'll use it anyway. Why buy the cow when you get the milk for free? It's been used in a lot of other places, but in this case, it really does apply. You're getting some of the benefits of membership, and what you might from the outside see is the biggest benefit of the membership, talking about your business in front of people, by not really investing yourself. I don't think you're going to get the full benefits that way, mind you. That's another topic for another time. But in this case, they're going to see it that way. And a lot of these professional substitutes probably do see it that way. And they will just not take that extra step or bother to look further into the benefits of actually joining and representing themselves.
Right. Now, on the flip side of that, a pro of using a new-faced substitute, if you will, is they may join the chapter. They may bring more referrals. Because, yes, a professional substitute may have referrals, but remember, the deeper your network is, the more opportunity you have for people looking for your product or services or knowing those people. And if it's the same person every week, they're probably not expanding their network enough to be providing those, where if you bring in a new face to represent you as a substitute, they might bring in new referrals. They might bring in new visitors. They might become a visitor, then leading to becoming a member. But once again, if they've been there for 6 weeks straight, those things are probably not going to happen.
And this is where I'm going to say that one time where you have to need it in the 11th hour and you call that family member to be your sub. And if my sister comes in to substitute for me as a member, she will be able to talk about my business probably okay. Is she going to be able to join BNI for what she does? Well, my sister, no, but you don't know who she knows. And that experience might be eye-opening enough for her. Who's going to talk to her about saying, well, I'm trying to figure out how to grow my business. Well, I did this thing for my brother once. I should put you in contact with my brother. You never know what will happen.
So then we've done previous podcasts on visitors, and one was about preparing them with your weekly presentation, giving it to them ahead of time so they can read it, yada, yada. So this one that we came up on the list is they may not represent your business the way you want them to. And in the extreme, if they're more focused on promoting their business than yours, I guarantee you they're not going to represent the business you want them to. But I've seen a professional sub. And they knew everybody in the chapter. So instead of this member sending them a weekly presentation, they were just like, well, you know, you go for it. And they stood up and they talked about something that member had talked about months ago. And I don't know about your business, but in the businesses I'm involved in, that changes quite a bit month to month, kind of that profession you're looking for or that ideal referral you're looking for. So it's old content that may not even be relevant to your business now.
If you're relying on that professional sub, especially for your content at that point in time, there's really no reason to do that. As well prepared and as well intended as they may be, you should have that weekly presentation kind of in the can in BNI Connect that you can pull out and give them that's at least halfway current.
Right. And then on the pro side of having a new person in there, they will literally read exactly what you give them for your weekly presentation because they're excited. This might be new for them. They might be nervous talking in front of people, but whatever you've provided them is their blanket, if you will, to get them through that part of the meeting. They will do a fantastic job reading it verbatim, which I have never read a weekly presentation given to me as a sub verbatim. I've always added a little to it.
No, I find that shocking. I've added a little bit to it. And honestly, I try not to do that as well. I try to make sure I get enough time with the presentation to look it over. And if I have a few things to interject or ways to make it relevant to the people as I know and relate to them, then I will. So yeah, I think that's worthwhile to get it to them in advance. And yeah, if somebody wants to read it verbatim, that's fine. But it's, I always think it's amazing. You'll talk about I'm reading verbatim and then they will interject their own experiences with you as part of that. And he really enjoys doing this. Oh, he was so great to work with for that. I enjoyed having him at my house, whatever it was, you know, something along those lines.
And then the last one, and I really liked this point that Ray made. When you have the same person giving a different weekly presentation for a different member every week, we tend to tune that person out when they stand up, and you may not even realize who they are representing that day. So you are losing visibility for your business versus gaining visibility on that day, which is the point of the substitute program, is to keep your business visible, but you're losing it because I'm gonna use Sally Substitute.
There you go.
We talked about a name here. Sally Substitute stands up and says, well, today I am representing Ray. Well, last week she was representing Brandon, and the week before that she was representing Greg, and so on and so on. The reason I think this is such a good idea is I think my brain has done that where once they finished, be it if they talked about their business or not, once they finished, I had no clue who they were subbing for because they're always there. I know them by name, not necessarily who they're representing.
This is going to come off worse than probably I intended to sound. And these people are well-intentioned. They are trying to help by substituting.
Correct.
But at the same time, when they are doing it the same time, same channel, every week for a different business, even if they are going kind of about it the right way, our brains just sort of start to tune things out with that level of repetition. The same reason we encourage people to kind of mix up your weekly presentations. If the same person is standing up every week saying, I'm a substitute for this person, what after a few weeks of hearing that, your brain will just kind of, I'm a substitute for, ooh, and you're powered down and you're not paying that close of attention beyond that.
Let's take it a step further in commercials. If you had the exact same representative on every single commercial, do you think, would you tune out what they're advertising? I think of the Verizon guy, right? Okay. Can you hear me now? Now he's doing Sprint. If he went to like six other companies, don't you think it would get to a point where you're like, I really don't even know what he's representing anymore. It's just that dude.
Right. Well, he had a nice resting period in between his contracts on who he's represented, and that there's a number of reasons for why that made it effective. But yeah, would you even pay attention? You would see him on a screen, and regardless of what he was talking about, he could be up here giving me a presentation on a million different things on how to grow my business. And again, it goes off. The attention is gone. And once it's gone, it's really, really hard to get it back. So again, trying to find somebody that's going to approach it and kind of keep it fresh for the people on the other side.
Yep. And challenge yourself to find good substitutes that represent your business, can give you good testimonials. Maybe they are a possible visitor for the chapter. This is an easier way for them to come and check it out. Not easier, a little less threatening. I'll throw that out there for the introverted people. And that is the point of the substitute program. I think Ray summed it up best, saying all these people have good intentions. We're not bashing these people, and we're not saying, you know, you can't use them ever, but just realize there is a lot of value to preparing a substitute and having someone different. And just as the list that we went over can help represent your business in the positive manner by driving more referrals and more opportunity for the chapter.
So I will follow that up with, if you want to know how to find that substitute or how to prepare that substitute, we've already done a couple podcasts on that. Look for podcasts 118 and podcast 120 in the BNI Heartland podcast. There's information there about how to find and prepare your subs so they're ready to go for you.
And if you'd like this podcast, please subscribe, share, and leave us a review. And if there's ever a topic you would like us to cover, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com, and we will do our best to cover that in the future. Ray, thanks for your insight today.
Thank you for inviting me.
And for everybody else, we look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.